I guess for whatever it's worth, I will thank Karen and David Federbush for the sponsorship in honor of the Pidyon HaBen of their grandson. Okay, we're going to do the mitzvah of Kfuras HaMeis. No good reason. I just thought it'd be a fun thing to do. So first question, is there a mitzvah of Kfuras HaMeis min HaTorah? Meaning Avram buried Sarah, it's true. There's a whole bunch of burials in the Torah, but is there a mitzvah min HaTorah to bury somebody? Okay, now, there is a mitzvah to bury Haruge Bezdin. When Bezdin kills somebody, they have to hang him, and then they have to bury him. The question is, does that apply to regular people as well, or is it limited to Bezdin? Okay.
What about what about if a body's found in between two towns? There's an obligation to take care of that and bury it.
Yes, that's called Egla Rufa. It may or may not be related to the mitzvah of burial. We'll see. The other question is, we'll read the psukim first. Look at you can't look at source number one because you don't have it. Okay, now you can. Says the Torah in source number one, V'chi yihye b'ish chet mishpat mavet v'humat v'talita oto al eitz. If Bezdin, this is just a din in Bezdin, if Bezdin kills somebody, he's a mechuy of Misa. Now, I won't get into it, but it could either be that this mitzvah applies to somebody who's Megad versus God, or it could be the mitzvah applies to all Chai v'krisos. Okay, either way, Bezdin kills you, there's a separate mitzvah to hang your body. Now, Chof Gimel, right after the Torah says, V'talita oto al ha'etz, the Torah says, Lo talin nivloto al ha'etz. Don't leave the body hanging. Ki kavar tikberenu bayom hahu. That's the source for the mitzvah of burying Haruge Bezdin. Ki kavar tikberenu bayom hahu. You have to bury him that day. Why? Because we'll say it this way, the image of God is hanging. And don't defile the land, which God has given you for an inheritance. So the first thing is, it could be that even if there's a mitzvah of kavor tikburenu bayom hahu, and it applies to all dead bodies, not just Haruge Bezdin, it may still be that it's a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, because the Torah says, v'lo titamet ad matcha, right? That you can't defile your land. That's talking about Eretz Yisrael. So it could be there's a mitzvah to bury somebody on the day that he dies, ki kavor tikburenu bayom hahu, but that mitzvah is limited to the land of Israel. Now, practically speaking, it won't really matter because, you know, the reason why we usually delay funerals are to get more people there, to get children there, et cetera, et cetera. In which case, it's considered that you're delaying the funeral for the kavod of the mace, and that's mutter. Okay, it's a big balancing act, how much and for who. But the short answer is if somebody dies, well, it's not really true, because if somebody dies in Israel in the afternoon, you bury him at night. In America, people... What? No, there are weddings in Beit Shemesh at night. Okay. I think what I said is true. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi quotes the Gemara, but it's interesting to see. He kilalat Elohim talu. You have to take him down because you're hanging the image of God. Rashi tells us a famous story. Zilzulo shel melechu, right? It's an embarrassment to God. She adam asui bitmut diyukno, because man is created in God's image. The Yisrael hein banav, and Jews are God's children. Mashal lishne achim taumim shehayu domim zelazeh. There were two identical twins. Echad na'ase melech, one was made the king. And one was caught stealing, and he was hanged. Kol haro'e oto omer, hamelech talui. anybody who sees the body hanging is going to say, hey, the king was hanged. So the mashal is, if any of us are hanged, we look like God, whatever that means. Somebody will look at us and say, hey, God is being hanged. Therefore, we have to be taken down. Again, leaving open the question, which I'll come back to at the end of, well, then why did they hang us in the first place? If kilalat Elohim talui, if hanging a Jew means you're hanging the image of God, then why do we hang Jews? Okay, we'll come back to that. Now, what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam is the main sheet. And source number three, the Rambam says as follows. Vaha mitzvah ha-resh lamed aleph, hi shet sivanu likbor harugei beitin biyom sheyehargu. Says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to hang anybody who's killed by Beis Din. I'm sorry, there's a mitzvah to bury anybody who's killed by Beis Din on the day that he's killed. Vahu amaro yitaleh, ki kavor tikberenu bayom hahu. That's the pasuk we just read. Ki kavor tikberenu bayom hahu. There's a mitzvah saseh to bury him that day. Now, says the Rambam, v'lashon sifrei, ki kavor tikberenu mitzvat aseh. And then the Rambam adds four words. V'hu hadin bishaar hametim. Says the Rambam, it's the same halacha for anybody who dies, not just Haruge Bezdin. There is a mitzvah aseh to bury the person on the day he dies from the pasuk ki kavor tikberenu bayomahu. Now, what do we do with the fact that the context of the pasuk is Haruge Bezdin? I'm not sure. But what's clear in the Rambam is he says the source is Haruge Bezdin, but from here we learn that any Jew who dies has to be buried that day.
Isn't it a kal v'chomer?
I was just going to say, couldn't it be a kal v'chomer?
Right.
Could be. No, nobody seems to say so. The Rambam certainly doesn't say so. I'll have other suggestions later, but you're right. If you're saying it's a kal v'chomer, we have to bury Haruge Bezdin on the day that they're killed. Kal v'chomer, a regular Jew. I'll tell you, the reason why I think it's easy to reject is you could say, no, this is a person who was killed. It's embarrassing to leave him unburied because everybody knows Beis Din killed him. He was Chayv Misa. But Grandpa Joe, you know, he lived a nice life. He was a good person. He doesn't have to be buried right away. I think it's an easy kal v'chomer to dispute, but okay, it's a good idea. Second to last line in the Rambam. Chilomar. Sheyikaver kolmeit mi Yisrael biyom moto. Right. If you had any doubt, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to bury any Jew who dies on the day of his death. V'lachain, now the Rambam says something interesting. V'lachain yikare hamet she'ein mi she'yit asek b'kfurato meit mitzvah. Says the Rambam, that's why we refer to somebody who doesn't have anybody to bury him as a meit mitzvah. Kilomar, hamet shemitzvah al kol adam lekavro ula amro yitaleh kavor tikberenu. Amro yitaleh kavor tikberenu. Right. So here the Rambam doesn't go for the kal v'chomer. He has a stranger proof. The Rambam seems to say, well, what is it called when you have to bury a dead body because nobody else is burying it? It's called a meit mitzvah. What do I learn from that? That burying a meit is a mitzvah. And it's nothing to do with the same day. It's kind of weak, but okay. And the Rambam says, ki kavor tikberenu bayom ahu, that is the source for the mitzvah of burying all bodies on that day. Okay, now, this is not just the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's also the Rambam in Hilchos Avel. Source number four is Perek Yud Bet Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Avel, says the Rambam, ha hesped kvod hametu. Okay, the first thing to know is that a hesped that you give at a funeral is for the honor of the mate. Lefikach, kofin et ha-yorshin litein schar mekonanim v'ha-mekonanot v'softim oto. In the old days, people used to hire professional maspidim, or professional mourners. So since it's for the honor of the dead person, we force the family to do this. However, v'im tziva shelo yispiduhu, if the dead person left it tziva saying, I don't want any hespedim, ein softim oto. You don't, you're not maspid him again because it's for his honor. So if it's for his honor, he could tell you not to do it. Aval, im tziva shelo yikaver, if he says, I don't want to be buried, or what happens nowadays, sometimes he leaves it tziva saying, I want to be, what's it called when you're burned? Cremated. Thank you. I want to be cremated. How do you know? Ein shomim lo. He says, shehakfura mitzvah, sheneemar ki kavor tikberenu. Right? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, what he said in the Sefer HaMitzvos, is that burial is a mitzvah from the pasuk of ki kavor tikberenu bayom ahu. So therefore, a mace cannot leave instruction not to bury him. A mace can leave instruction not to be maspid him, because a hesped is covered for the mace, but burial is an absolute mitzvah satorah. Now, it's an absolute mitzvah satorah on who? What do we think?
His family.
For the most part, I think that's right. That's what we say. That the mitzvah of burying is on his mishpacha. Now, we already know that there's an idea of a mace mitzvah, that if nobody's taking care of him, so you have to take care of him. I suppose there's a big, big, you know, middle ground between the family and a mace mitzvah, right? You know, your neighbor passes away, God forbid. No family. It could happen. So whose obligation is it? So presumably, even if he's not technically defined as a mace mitzvah, the obligation falls on the community. The obligation falls on his friends, on his shul, whatever it is, that they are obligated to bury him. Why? Because burial is a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. That's the Shita Sarambam. Who disagrees? The Radvaz. Source number 5. Says the Radvaz. Didavka legabe haruge bezdin ikalav va'ase. It's only with respect to haruge bezdin that you have a mitzvah saseh of ki kavar tikberenu, and you have the mitzvah lo saseh of lo talin nivlato al ha'etz. Aval gabe malinet meto, but if a family or a person happens to just not bury the person, ain sham el alav levad. This is just a lotase of lotalin nivlato al ha'etz. V'chein timtza, shelo hizkiru b'talmud, v'lo ha'poskim. He said, you can't find me a source in the Gemara or the poskim that says otherwise. Ella. Kol ha-malinet meto over belav, if you leave the guy left over overnight, you're over a lotase, v'haya lohem lomar u'mitzvah tase l'kavro b'yom amita. They should have said, it's a mitzvah tase to bury him immediately, but they don't. V'taima demilsa, the reason is as follows. Debish lama haruge bezdin hayu danin otam baboker. Bezdin passed judgment in the morning. V'yesh shahut bayom lekovram, so they have all day to bury him. V'af al gav de lechatchila hayu mashin oto ad samuch lishkias achama kidei shelo yitrashu kol hayom. Really, the truth is they hang him close to shkia and then take him down immediately, so that they don't leave him hanging around all day. Kiditani bebraisa mikol makom ba'od hayom havru hayu kovrim oto. They had time to bury him during the day. Devadai lo hayu ovrim al asay de kavor tikberenu bayomahu. Obviously, Bezdin would not violate a mitzvah asay of kavor tikberenu. However, avol b'misa, when you're talking about, you know, Grandpa Joe, efshar sheyamos samoch lishkia sachama. What if Grandpa Joe dies at 4:15? V'i efshar lekayem bo. Ki kavor tikberenu bayomahu. So the Radvaz says two things. First, he says the Rambam has no source, which we'll see or not see in a second. But he says, even if the Ram has a source, the reason why he's wrong is because Haruge Bezdin are all killed in the morning. So therefore, there's no situation which Bezdin doesn't bury him that day. But if you say the mitzvah applies to all Jews, people die right before Shkia. Right? So what's going to happen? Everybody who dies right before Shkia is in violation of the mitzvah of Ki Kavar Tikburenu Bayomahu. Okay, so the Radvaz says it's a mitzvah that applies to Haruge Bezdin only and not to regular Jews. Okay, now, what's the source for the Rambam? So there's strange sources, but there's one source that doesn't really prove the Rambam's point unless the Girsa is wrong. Look at source number 6. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Vav Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Minayin Lemalin et Meito She'over Alav Belo Ta'aseh. How do you know that if a person doesn't bury, let's say, Grandpa Joe that day, that he's in violation of Belo Ta'aseh Talmud Lomar, Ki Kavor Tikburenu, Mikan Lemalin et Meito She'over Belo Ta'aseh. Okay, so here you just have a lotase, like the Radvaz says. You don't have what the Rambam says. You don't have an asay. Ika da amri am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum ben Yochai. Remez likfura min haTorah minayin. How do you know there's a hint in the Torah for the mitzvah of kfura? Talmud lomar ki kavor tikberenu. Mikan remez likfura min haTorah. The Girsa we have in the Gemara seems to support the Radvaz and not the Rambam, right? If he says, how do you know there's a remez min haTorah to kfura? It's hard to read that as, how do you know there's a mitzvah saseh of kfura min haTorah, right? What's the better way to read it? It's not really a mitzvah saseh, but there's a hint to it in the Torah, right? That's what a remez is. Now, you could argue, no, a remez really means the mitzvah's kfura min haTorah, and the Rambam is right. It's just hard to argue that. There are other girsos in the Gemara and Sanhedrin which seem to support the Rambam. And it's possible to say that the Rambam had a girsa of the Gemara and Sanhedrin that said something like, minayin lemalinet meito shover belo taseh ve'aseh, right? That he's violating a lo taseh of lo talin nivlato al ha'etz, and he's in violation of an asay of ki kavor tikburenu bayomahu. That's probably the girsa that the Rambam had, because otherwise he wouldn't say what he said. Okay, but that's as good as it's going to get. You know, anything else we'll be making up, which is fine. You know, we can make up a kal v'chomer, we can look for other sources. The only Gemara that really deals with this question is this Gemara in source number 6 in Sanhedrin Mevav Amud Beis. And I'm just telling you what I think. What I think is the Radvaz is right based on the text of the Gemara that we have. First, it asks, Minayin lemalinet meito shover alav belo taseh. It doesn't ask, Minayin lemalinet meito shover alav ba'aseh, which is what the Rambam probably had as his girsa. So the first part of the Gemara seems to support the Radvaz that it's not a mitzvah saseh to bury non-haruge bezdin on the day that they die. And then again you have Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, remez lekfura min haTorah minayin. Now again, people could argue with me about this, and it's fine. I just feel like remez lekfura min haTorah minayin seems to support the idea that it's not really a mitzvah min haTorah. Because it says, you know, remez l'kfura. Again, I could be wrong. Maybe this is really the source for the Shitas HaRambam. You know, most Achronim don't think so. Again, the sense I get is a remez l'kfura min haTorah minayin is a remez to some kind of mitzvah d'Rabbanan. But okay, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And the Rambam would then say, no, remez l'kfura min haTorah minayin means there's a mitzvah kfura min haTorah.
Eli.
Yes.
I understand the Radvaz his problem about somebody that dies at the end of the day. But does it make sense that if you bury that you have a Rosh Hashanah Marusha so bad that he was hung by Beis Din, and you bury him, you get an aseh, you get a mitzvah for doing it. But the biggest tzaddik that is nifter, I don't get a mitzvah for burying him.
Okay, so you're saying what Maish and what Debbie said at the beginning, probably before you joined, which is, why don't we learn a kal v'chomer? Why doesn't the Rambam shita is, well, if there's a mitzvah to bury Harugi Bezdin on the day that they die, certainly there's a mitzvah to bury Grandpa Joe on the day that he dies. It's an interesting idea. All I said in response to that was, one, I didn't see it any place. And two, you could argue that when somebody is killed by Beis Din, it's embarrassing and he needs to be buried immediately. Whereas somebody who isn't killed by Beis Din, you know, so they're buried the next day. There's certainly more kavod for the mace if you wait longer, right? Somebody dies immediately, a big tzaddik or whatever, you know, you need time for the word to go out, for people to show up. So it could be exact opposite, which is Haruge Beis Din buried immediately because there's no one going to show up. They're bad guys. But the Gadol Hador, you don't want to bury him immediately because you want to bring all the Talmidim and you want to bring all the other people who want to show him respect. Hard to know. You know, every time somebody dies, there's this question, how long should we wait? So it seems to be obvious, you know, you wait for one of the Avelim. That seems like a clear rule, that if one of the children is not there, you wait for them. Beyond that, it's hard to know. You know, the guy who was killed in the Pigua was buried that afternoon. It was a massive funeral because a lot of people went. But, you know, there was no waiting around. Okay, so, I think as a general rule, whether we pass on like the Rambam or the Radvaz, we do try to bury quickly. We do think, all things being equal, it's better to bury quickly. Again, balancing the fact that you want people to come to the funeral against the fact that it's considered to be disrespectful to leave the mace unburied. Okay. Now, the problem with the Shitas HaRambam is that he seems to contradict himself. Let's look at source number 7. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudal Alecha Aleph, says as follows. Mitzvat asei shel divrehem, there's a mitzvah dirabanan, levaker cholim, to visit the sick, ulenachem avelim, to visit avelim, ula hotzi hames, ula hachnis hakala, ula lavota orchim, ula itasek b'chol tzorche hakivura, la seit al hakatef, to carry the mace, v'leilech lefanav, v'lispod, v'lachbor, v'likvor, to walk in front of him, to be maspid him, to dig a grave, to bury him. One second. V'chein l'sameach hachatan v'hakala, v'lisa'adein b'chol tzarchehem, v'eluhein gimilut chasadim shebigufo, she'ein lohem shiur. Right? This is a classic case, says the Rambam, of gimilut chasadim shebigufo, that has no measurement. Why does it have no measurement? Because presumably, if you left a funeral and, you know, your best friend just died, you'd have to do it again. There's no such thing as saying, well, I did the mitzvah, I don't have to do it again. The answer is, these are all situations, bikur cholim, nichum avelim, hotzas hameis, achnasas kala, where you have to do it as often as is necessary. Okay, there's no such thing as saying, I already daven shachris, I don't have to daven again. The situation requires you to do something, so you do it. Now, the Rambam just said in this source, mitzvat asei shel divrehem, to do all of these things. One of these things was laseit al hakatef, leilech lefanav, lispod, lachbor, v'likvor. This is a big problem. We claim that the Rambam believes that burying is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And here the Rambam just said that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Okay, so let's finish the Rambam, which may help us or may not. Says the Rambam, af al pi shekol mitzvot elu midivrehem. On the one hand, it's a din in gemilut chasadim. That's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Harehein bichlal v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Nevertheless, there's also a kiyum here of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, which means kol hadivarim she'ata rotzeh she'ya'asu otam l'cha achirim, anything you want for people to do to you, aseh ata otan l'achicha b'torah v'mitzvot. You should do for your brother who's religious. Okay, so does this help us? I don't think so. Here, the end of the Rambam says it's drabanan, but there are circumstances in which it's doraisa, which is clearly true. But it still means that the technical mitzvah is drabanan. Meaning, what's the Rambam saying? If I visit somebody who's sick, and I actually love the guy, and I care about him, you know, and I'm doing it for all the right reasons, so the technical act of Bikur Cholim is drabanan, but there's a bigger kiyum de oraisa of the ahavta l'recha kamocha if I do it with the proper motivation. Says the Rambam, with respect to kvura, the same thing. The physical act, the act of burying and all the stuff associated with it, that's drabanan. If I do it properly motivated, that's doraisa. Okay, so it doesn't help us because it's still a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam said in Perek Yud Bet Halacha Aleph of Avelos that the mitzvah doraisa of burying is doraisa. Now the Rambam says in Perek Yud Dal of Hilchas Avel that the mitzvah is drabanan. What are we going to do? So there's a few possibilities. One answer that's suggested is that the mitzvah of kvura is in fact min haTorah, but everything else, hespedim, digging the grave, carrying the body, walking behind him, all those things are drabanan. Just the etzem, you know, I guess putting him in the ground is doraisa, whereas everything else is drabanan. You know, you could. The problem, I think, is, you know, lehitasek b'chol tzarchei hakivura really covers everything.
But how can you do one without the other?
How would you do one without the other?
That's
what the Rambam says. One second. The Rambam says, I'll just read it this way. Mitzvat asei shel divrehem lehitasek b'chol tzarchei hakivura. So what's excluded from that? I love the Rambam. I want to answer the question for him. I don't think that that's a good answer. You understand what I'm saying? The Rambam's language here is very broad, and it seems to include burying him. Okay, the better answer, I think, is based on what we said before, which is, who's the mitzvah on? So it could be the mitzvah d'oraisa of kvura is a mitzvah d'oraisa for who? For the family. If you're one of the Zion Krovim, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to bury your grandfather, to bury your father, to bury your spouse, whatever it is. If you're another Jew, you have a mitzvah d'rabbana. Now, the idea is nice. The question is, does it work in the Rambam? So I think it does, and I'll bring two proofs. Says the Rambam in source number 8, Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Tezvav Halacha Chet, U'mitzvat aseh likbor et kol harugei beitin biyom hahariga. Says the Rambam, that's easy. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to bury harugei bezin on the day you kill them. Shenemar ki kavor tikburenu bayom ahu. V'lo haruge beitin bilvad. It's not just a mitzvah saseh to bury haruge bezdin, says the Rambam. Ela kol hamalin et meito over alav belo taseh. Anybody who leaves the person not buried is mevatel lo taseh, unless halenu lichvodo, if you leave him to honor him because you need more people to come, lahavilo aron v'tachrichim eino over alav. Okay? The word I bolded is, I think, the key word. Ela kol hamalin et meito. Who's meito? So I think you could say meito means he's talking to the family. The mitzvah's assay of kvura applies to the family. Anybody else who does it is mekayim a mitzvah saseh of milus chasadim. He's a big tzaddik. He's yotzei the mitzvah drabanan in perek yudalet halacha aleph of hilchas avel. And if he does it l'shem shamayim, he's also yotzei the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. But says the Rambam, the mitzvah of burial, that's only for the family. One other proof. Here we have to go back to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos that we saw at the beginning. Remember the Rambam gave this strange proof. How do I know that it's a mitzvah to bury them? Well, what do they call a dead body who doesn't have anybody to bury him?
Mate mitzvah.
They call him a mate mitzvah. So if you read the Rambam again, source number 3, he shetzivan likvar harugei beitin biyom she'areg, okay? The family has an obligation to bury the haruge bezdin that day. Okay, kavartik renu mitzvat asei. V'adin bishara meitim. Right, it's not just haruge bezdin. The family has an obligation for anybody who dies. Kolomar sheyikaver kol meit miyisrael biyom moto. V'lachein yikare hameit she'ein bo right, the Rambam has 2 halachos when you look at it carefully. The first one is a halacha that applies to the family. The second is not just that there's an idea of a mate mitzvah, but it's a different type of burial and a different type of mitzvah because it obviously applies to non-family members. So it's not just that the Rambam is using mate mitzvah to prove that the mitzvah applies to the family. I think the Rambam is saying it's a different type of mitzvah. The first type of mitzvah applies to all the members of the immediate family. The second mitzvah applies, that's midoraisa. The second mitzvah is drabanan and applies to non-family members. So if God forbid, somebody dies without family, the Rambam would say the people who bury him are being yotzei the mitzvah drabanan, not the mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, I can't tell you 1,000% that it's true. It strikes me that it is true. It makes sense to me. The diukim and the Rama makes sense. But if anybody has another idea, I'd be happy to hear it. Okay, now, there's a bunch of strange sources. We'll just do one. About the mitzvah to bury, because when you think
Excuse me, can I ask you a simple question just out of my ignorance? What is the word hamalin et meto? What does malin mean?
It means to leave him overnight. Like to...
Oh, lalin.
Halan,
et alayla. Okay.
It means to leave him overnight. Okay.
Thank you.
Look at source number 9. I think it's the first psikta we'll do together. I have to tell you the truth, I don't know who wrote the psikta. I know it's an important source. If anybody knows, they should tell me. I don't know. Okay, here's the psikta in Parshas Chaye Sara. Ukvura denahug alma vaday doraisahu. Okay, the psikta says, of course it's doraisa. Va'afal gav da'as mechuhu rabbanan michi kavartik berenu. Says the psikta, it's true that the limud from kavartik berenu bayom hahu ki kililat alokim talui, that's really just an asmachta, because the pasuk itself is talking about haruge bezdin. However, says the psikta, there's a different pasuk. Midichsib ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. The psikta has a pasuk from Parshas Bereishis. Ki afar ata, man is made out of dirt, ve'el afar tashuv, and man will be returned to dirt. Va'omer v'yashuv ha'afar el ha'aretz kishahaya. I got to think of that a pasuk in Bereishis is better than a pasuk in Koheles, especially if you want to find support for a mitzvah d'oraisa. Michlal, Ditzarich kivura mishum bizyone de'inshi. It implies that you need to bury the dead because otherwise it's embarrassing. The Torah tells you, ki afar ata ve'al afar tashuv. If you don't do it, that's disrespectful to the mace. Now, this is a great proof. It really is. The problem is it comes from Bereishis. So we normally don't think of Sefer Bereishis. We normally don't think of things that happened before Matan Torah as sources for halacha. Here, the Psikta seems to say that's the source. On the other hand, it's not just the pasuk; it's God speaking, right? Ki afar atav al afar tashuv is God speaking and saying, you know, that's what I want. I want you to be buried in the ground. Which leads us to the last topic we're going to talk about, which is the need to be buried in the ground or not. So, for example, in Israel now, there's a whole movement because, not surprisingly, we're running out of burial plots because people insist on dying despite the fact that we're running out of burial plots. So the Chevra Kadisha has this new idea, which is burying not in the ground, but in like walls, right? They build like a big wall and they slide in the aronot. Okay, that's this new idea. So I will speak against it, not because I really know, but just because I have sources for it. The Ramban in the Torah HaAdam, which is the Sefer the Ramban wrote on Hilchos Avelus and Kvura, says as follows in source number 10. Nimtzinu lemeidin sheha ose aron lemeit umanicho beveit hakfarot eina kvura. Says the Ramban, if you put a guy in an aron, but you don't put the aron in the ground, that's not the mitzvah of kvura. Ubichlal malin et meitohu va'over alav. He's leaving his mace unburied, and he's in violation of an Isser Torah. Bim asa aron ukvaro bekarka eino over alav. If you made a casket and you put it in the ground, okay, you're not in violation. The afal pikein yafehu lekovro ba'aretz. One second. Okay, yeah, he said, but nevertheless, it's better to not make a casket and to just put him in the ground. Dikfurat eretz mamash mitzvah. That's the real mitzvah. Kitzavato de Rebbe. I don't know what that is. Va'afilu b'chutz la'aretz. Says the Ramban, God wants us buried in the ground. And in the ground means in the ground. It doesn't just mean, you know, in a casket. So certainly if you make a casket and you don't put it in the ground, that's an issur d'oraisa of halonas hames. But he says, even if you do, you're much better off putting him in the ground without a casket. Umashe nahagu chachmei Yisrael b'talmud ba'aronot. He says, so what about the fact that in the Gemara, there's all these stories of people who were buried in aronot and in caves and things like that? So interestingly, the Ramban says, la'achar ikul habasarhu. That's after the decomposition of the flesh, which apparently happens pretty quickly.
Labriot.
Thank you.
Labriot.
So the Ramban thinks that the people in the times of the Gemara that were buried in caves or whatever, that's after the body decomposed.
What about Machpelah? I mean, the whole, you know, speed and all the stories of, you know, rushing to bury in the cave. That's not in the ground.
Well, first of all, I think it is. I think that the Avos are buried deep, deep under Ma'arat HaMachpelah. I think that's probably the case. I don't know what the speed has to do with it, but I think that they're buried in the ground.
Well, the speed was the story of Naphtali running to get the...
It's a good story. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah, it's a nice story.
If the body decomposes, then they didn't bury them so quickly.
Then they take the bones. The Ramban is simply answering for all these Gemaras. But if you look in source number 11, I'm rushing now, the Shulchan Aruch says simply, Hanotein meito ba'aron v'lo kfaro bekarka, Right? That's the Ramban's case. You put him in a casket, but you don't put him in the ground. Over mishum malina tame. That's not burial. Vim nitano ba'aron ukfaro ba'karka. If you put him in a casket and you put him in the ground, eino over alav. Umikom makom yafel lekovro ba'karka mamash afilu b'chutzlaretz. Right? Says the Mechaber, in all instances, you're much better off putting him in the ground, even if it's chutzlaretz. Now, obviously, in America, right, there are rules. It's like considered unsanitary to put a body in the ground. So there you're stuck. But what if you bring a body to Israel in a casket? So says Ratzvi Pesach Frank in source number 12 in the Har Tzvi, Hinei davar zeh shel ha'avarat meitim mechutz laretz haya nahug me'olam. They always brought bodies from chutz laretz. V'tamid ayu zehirim lahutzi et ha'meit meha'argaz. They were careful to take the body out of the casket. Ulaniach b'karka haguf levad b'li argaz, and to just put the body in the ground. Mipnei shekein hu noach lahameit, because the mace wants to be buried in the ground. Sheyet tamun b'karka v'lo ba'argaz. V'chein hayu zehirim b'minhag zeh shemitzad adin ro'u lasokein. It's a proper minhag. It's appropriate. U'me'olam lo nishma shaya chas v'shalom chashash sakana b'davar. We never heard that there was some kind of risk involved in burying a person in the ground. Va'al pirov ein re'ach ra. In addition, for the most part, they don't smell. U'liyet zehirut mechinim ha'mitaskim chomer chitui ve'ein shum chashash. And for in all instances, says Rabbi Pesach Frank, the chevra kadisha puts like chemicals on him. I know exactly what that is, so you don't have to worry about a smell. And he says ve'ein zeh nachon lifko b'chvod ha'meitim shiritzonam liyot tamun ba'admat eretz Yisrael b'li argaz. It's not fair to be disrespectful to a person who wants to be buried in the ground. V'gamshu neged amakubal b'torat Yisrael. It's against the minhag. V'lachein kedai shemalak fodo ya'amor al hamishmar shelo yishune davar mehaminhag hakodem v'lo laharbot pirtzot b'minhagei Yisrael hakadmonim. The question was, for whatever reason, the Chevra Kadisha doesn't want us to take him out of the casket. Says Ratzvi Pesach Frank, you take him out of the casket. It's a minhag nachon, it's a minhag ra'uy. There's no reason not to. Okay, very last thing. Going back to the original question. The original question is, the Pasuk says, when you look at the Pasuk, it's really strange. V'chiye b'ishchet mishpat mavet v'humat, v'talita oto al eitz, lo talin nivlato al ha'eitz. Right? Ki kavar tik brena bayomahu. So make up your mind. Right? The Torah tells you to hang him, and then the Torah tells you not to hang him. So what's really going on? So I suspect it's as follows, right? You have somebody who was killed by Beis Din. It's bad, right? It's a bad thing. He was killed by Beis Din. On the one hand, the Torah says, I want you to hang his body because he deserves it and people need to look at him. On the other hand, the Torah says, I don't want you to leave him hanging. Ki kilalat Elokim talui, because he represents God. And so there's like a 30-second period. You hang him and you put him in the ground. How does that work? It's like facing your failure. You know, the Torah puts him up there and says, take him down right away. Why do you do that? Because it's embarrassing. Then why'd you put him up there in the first place? Because he's a murderer. Because he's a Mechal Shabbos. Because we're going to do something, even though we don't want to do something, even though it's inappropriate to do, the Torah requires us to do it. Now, the last problem is, why do you put him in the ground when you say, v'lo titame et admatcha, right? So here I think we discovered the answer. V'lo titame et admatcha is leaving a body outside of the ground. But putting a body in the ground is what God wants. Ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. That's the place you were taken from. That's the place to which you have to be returned. Okay? Sorry to cut it short. I got to go to shul. Shabbat shalom to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. See you next week.
Yeah, where are you?
Hi. Abby, thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Really. Oh, good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Great year.